He's one of Australia's funniest blokes who once held a Guinness World Record for the most jokes told in an hour. Get your stopwatches ready, people. It's Limo.
It is a joy, Pete, Matt and Kimber, every week. I can't tell you how much I love you guys.
Aww,
you
put a spring
in my, Friday step, and I love it. I do come today, though, to talk about, are you guys feeling, and I'm sure everyone in Perth, across WA, are feeling cost of living pressures at the moment? Are you feeling the pinch?
Yes, absolutely. Oh.
My God, it's like petrol prices are going up. We've got mortgages and rents are going through the roof. You're onto it. Price of coffee. But the big one, guys, the big one at the moment is lettuce.
Yes.
Now, I don't know about Matt. Is lettuce a cornerstone of your diet? Is it hurting you?
I have sort of feelings neither way on lettuce.
Know what, Limo? I didn't know how much I appreciated lettuce until I got cabbage in my Subway roll this week.
That was a step too far, wasn't it?
Well, and also it was a surprise. I knew KFC were doing it, but I didn't know Subway were doing it. So it was a bit like, what am I munching on?
I'm on Subway. And you, at Subway, you can even watch them making the sandwich.
Yeah. Well,
the sandwich was called the Lettuce Supreme, so it was a real shock.
That's going to get you, that one. But you know what happens? When you get dished up lemons, some people make lemonade. And that's what's happened in the music industry. A few people to embrace the fact that lettuce has gone crazy. It's like $12 a lettuce or somewhere at the moment. Some people are embracing this because lettuce is in the news and a few people have re-released songs. I don't know if you've heard about this.
Not yet, no. Please, well,
it's amazing. Robbie Williams has re-released his hit, Let Me Entertain You.
Let us entertain you. Let us. Expensive.
That's clearly the raw audio track there, without the production.
I mean, he's working on it.
Yeah.
Robbie needs some experience. He normally gets everyone else to sing for him.
We got an early cut. Even the Baha Men are onto it.
Who let us the dogs out?
Oh, I mean. It's just amazing. The musical Frozen is doing the rounds at the moment, and they're embracing it just to make themselves look.
Yeah. Lettuce go. Yes.
Lettuce ain't that cheap no more. Lettuce go. Lettuce gone. But on the bright side, it's cabbages galore.
Is that rocketing up the charts?
Beautifully done. Beautifully done. And it's got to be a Cos joke in here somewhere as well.
Right.
He spent that earlier in the week,
Okay. God himself has re-released one of his favourite songs with no lyric changes at all.
Oh, come let us adore.
So they're just...
Oh, come let us adore.
And... I know this is why you look forward to. Hang on, you ready? Wait for it.
Christ, lettuces are expensive right now.
Yes.
And I know that's why you all wait with bated breath every week for me to join you on the show.
Oh, you remind me what a good songwriter God is.
God had some great gear.
Some real big hits, yeah.
It's a shame we only really hear it around Christmas time. He put out some belters.
Limo, always a pleasure, mate. You have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys.
Now, see you, mate.
Let us pray.
What a week, what a week, what a week, what a busy old week. The week in Perth, yeah.
Now, my friends, as we know, last Friday, the final scene of the much-beloved Aussie soap Neighbours was shot, wrapping up 37 years of Neighbours. And, you know, we saw photos of the many returning faces, Guy Pearce, Jason Donovan, Kylie Minogue, and, you know, we've got to wait till August the 1st to see how they're going to wrap it all up.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, for 35 of those 37 years, Neighbours had a direct competitor just north of the border there in Summer Bay with Home and Away. And it was interesting. We spoke with Ada Nicodemu. Sorry, Ada. During the week. And it was interesting to see that, you know, obviously she's home and away royalty, but she's very upset to see the going away of Ramsay Street.
It's really sad. I remember Neighbours when it first started, and I was a massive fan of Neighbours. I was a massive fan of Scott and Charlene.
And you'd think that it'd be good to see the demise of your arch nemesis, but having a nemesis around keeps you sharp, right? Mm. Keeps you alive. Imagine the Dockers without the Eagles. Mm. Batman without the Joker.
Oh, no. Mm.
Kimber without a cause. You know, so even home and away is sad to see the end of Neighbours.
We've always been on air together. Aussie soaps after the news and the weather. Two shows but not the same. Your Erinsborough, we are Summer Bay. And when Home and Away's creators first saw you, they were hit with a great revelation. This show could totes work in Sydney if it was set near Sydney. But now Neighbours has a rap. It feels like crap. Even though we've won more Logies, we want you to stay. Neighbours, don't go away. Couldn't we combine our storylines? Dr. Carl could treat Alf Stewart, become real good mates as Carl checks Alf's old prostate.
Wow, Dr. Carl, look at all the old faces who've come back to Ramsay Street. There's Scott and Charlene, Paul Robinson, Harold Bishop, Des and Daphne, Mr. Mangle and Bouncer. Gee whiz, Dr. Carl. It's so exciting to see everyone again. Imagine all the hijinks we'll all get up to on Ramsay Street now that everyone's back. Hey, Dr. Carl, what's that big fireball in the sky? Gee, Dr. Carl, it looks like it's going to land right here in Erinsborough.
You know I'd love to live in old Erinsborough. To have a dog as loyal as the dog Bouncer, I'd be walking on air if I had Charlene's hair. And so we say goodbye. Wonder who'll die, or will Matchmaker come back? I'm dreading the day Neighbours goes away. I personally blame the Palms, they stop watching. We should become a republic, a very sad day, but not for Home and Away.
Oh, mate.
That's great. Well done, Matty.
What's made that even better is watching you look out the window as that song's been playing.
I was looking out to the horizon at Summer Bay.
Yeah. Oh, and my appreciation grew exponentially when we had Dr. Carl examining Alf's prostate.
Yeah. Blimey, what are you doing?
I listen to a lot of music. I listen to a lot of different genres. I'm really into it. I often joke that my neighbours wouldn't really know the demographic of who lives in my house because it can go all over the shop, right, if they heard the tunes. And have you guys ever heard of a thing called neural nostalgia?
No, but no. I like it.
Yeah, it's cool. Neural nostalgia. So our brains bind more tightly to the music that we loved as teenagers.
Sure.
That makes sense. Yeah, okay. I've heard this, like roughly around the ages of sort of 15, 16.
Yeah, 15 to 20s is kind of the range where they're sort of like, that's where your brain basically binds tightly to, because the connection doesn't weaken over age.
No.
So as we age, it doesn't get any less, and our favourite songs stimulate our pleasure centres, right? So that's why it makes you feel so good to hear the songs that you grew up on.
Mm-hmm.
And lately, I must admit, probably the last 2 years really, the pandemic, when everything's just been rubbish, I have been going back to all my old favourites. So I've been listening, and I was a rock chick and I was, you know, goth for a while. And so I've had some weird stuff, but I went and I listened to a bunch of my old tunes for about 2 years.
Mm.
So I haven't really jumped on anything new. And I was like, it's probably time to get some new music. And I was in the office last week and I said to the couple of the girls, I said, gee, Harry Styles has been pumping out some bangers. Last three songs that we've released that we've played on air, I've been like, I've really liked them. And I mean, maybe I should check him out. And one of the girls here said, well, you absolutely have to listen to his 2019 Fine Line album.
Okay.
And I mean, I know that Harry Styles is a really big deal and I should have been on top of this, but I guess because I went, oh, he's from One Direction.
There's
and he was
luggage
a boy
attached
band.
To that, isn't there?
It's not really my vibe. Yeah. It's not music that I'm necessarily into, but I was like, I'll give it a go. Well, well, well. Have I missed the boat?
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
The album is awesome. It turns out it's made it into Rolling Stone's top 500 albums of all time. It's a fantastic album. The songs are really unique. I'm a Harry Styles fan and didn't even know it. And I was like, I should just explain that to you guys and let you know, because I went, sometimes you jump on something late and you don't know that it's great.
Yes.
And I'm like, I'm not a music snob. I'm not any, but I just went, I feel like if you haven't heard it, you should hear it.
Mm.
So I've got a couple of grabs of just a couple of bits. I've got Golden and Lights Up and She, a couple of songs from the album, just to give you a vibe.
Give me a touch. You're
so golden. That's Golden. This is She.
That's cool.
This is a ripper.
That's cool.
Yep. Lights Up. Very cool.
Very cool.
It is a really interesting album, and I feel embarrassed that it's taken that long. What's something that you've jumped on late but you love it? Okay. Maddie, have you got something that you've jumped on a bit late but you love?
Yeah, I think like basic human rights and equality. I came into that quite late, but I'm finding I'm really into it.
Thank you.
I
appreciate that. Yeah. I really do.
Well done to you,
I hope
mate.
More people catch on. Yeah, you should let them know.
Yeah, join in.
I don't know if I should follow up with what I've got after that. The Weber Barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
No, so I've been
around forever.
Well, that's the thing. I've been crowing about the Weber since I found the one that Dad won in a video store competition when we were kids in the 90s. It was in the back of his shed. And I saw it. I was like, what's that, Daddy? He's like, that's the Weber. I was like, can we cook something on it? Sure. Still had the charcoal in it from the 90s.
And the plastic wrap in case the priest turned up.
And, mate, I've been on it. But the Weber, like, the kettle that we know now has been around since the 50s, yes. And I'm embarrassed it took me this long to cook meat on it.
Well, you know what? Let's remove the embarrassment of it. Let's just go, you know what? We've all got busy lives. Sometimes we don't realise that there's great things out there. So let's just share them.
Louise in Secret Harbour, talk to us. What have you jumped on late but you love it?
Well, I'm going to embarrass myself a little bit.
Not at all.
I'm sure everyone out there knows how amazing they are, but Florence and the Machine.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome.
Oh,
welcome, Louise.
Oh, boy. And how lucky are we that they're coming to Perth?
Yeah, she is a powerhouse, isn't she?
She's incredible. And the whole persona that I'm hoping she brings to stage, but should be amazing.
And you know what, Louise? I it's one of those, and I'm embarrassed to say this, but it's the truth, if I'm honest. I know how cool they are, but I don't know a lot of their music. So I find myself walking around going, oh, yeah, they're great, Florence and the Machine, but I don't really know their stuff.
You know, Dog Days Are Over is a song that is like my powerhouse when I'm taking back my life.
Okay.
That's the song that you play really loud in the car with the windows
down. Like when you're parking in Subi.
Yeah.
March 4 next year, by the way. So, Louise, on to it.
Yeah.
Florence and the Machine are on the way. We've got Simone in Kingsley. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. Simone, what have you jumped on late but you love?
Pilates.
Yes. Yes. You're speaking my language.
I used to be like, oh, my God, like how can you revolutionise the fitness industry with one dude?
Yeah.
I've been a fitness freak for like 20 years and I've just jumped on it and now I'm an instructor.
Oh, really?
Simone, you know, I am not a fitness freak. I'm the furthest person from it. Got into Pilates last year and it has changed my life. I love it.
Didn't you say like didn't you buy an entire machine?
Bought a reformer. I loved it so much I bought my own reformer. I don't think you guys have any idea how much of a commitment that is to exercise.
Yeah, Pilates, one of the great Greeks.
I hope that comes up in Alpha Bucks.
Amy, good morning to you. You jumped on late, but you love it.
Yes, I love my grandma's apron. I actually like lots of aprons now because I've got quite a collection of them.
Oh, cute. So something that grandma used to cook in all the time?
Yes, and I am one of those cooks who likes to splash a bit of gravy on myself or a bit of tomato and ruin heaps of clothes. So now I really like to rock an apron around the kitchen.
Beautiful.
Perfect.
It's really cute. I used to really like my nonno's apron that he used to get around in. It was the one that had the big boobs on the front.
Oh, yeah.
It was a classic.
A classic.
And you know, you always knew at a barbecue that he was going to whip it totally. Out. And every time he did, it was like the first time.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
he just
yeah,
had
yeah,
that look
yeah.
on his face.
Dockers News. You'll hear that first right here. And Boomer Home Loans. They're first for over 55s. Please welcome Dockers coach, Justin Longmore.
Good morning to you, coach.
G'day, guys. Good to be in.
How are you going?
Say.
Yeah, I'm going well.
Yeah? Yeah. You look so surprised then.
How are you going? Sorry. I was talking.
No, go.
No. I was saying, you know, we're in a very rarefied air. You know, we're top of the table. Well, equal top of the table. A week off, and you know, it's obviously keeping a lid on things and
you're
enjoying
keeping a lid
it.
On things as yeah. usual. But yeah, it's a good way to go into the break, have a week off, all the players refresh, recharge, coaches do the same, and get ready to attack the last 9 games of the season.
You're a humble man, and you've always kept a lid on it. But we're sort of thinking that there's some music that might be going through your head when you're walking about town, because you can start to have a little bit of a confidence swagger. I'm thinking just a bit of a, just enough swagger, a bit of groove.
Get the swag back.
Have you got a song that you hear in your head when you're getting around?
No.
Nothing.
I'm not a music person.
Not at all.
Got a lot of thoughts going through my head most of the time, but not music thoughts.
Are they big thoughts?
No, not really.
You're trying to change the world?
A lot of invasive thoughts and footy thoughts. And
why did I sign on to do more with Pete, Matt and Kimber? Those sorts of thoughts.
I knew something was happening as soon as you showed the book to Pete where I couldn't see it.
Oh,
it's
just like tune?
You guys are so sneaky.
Can I make a suggestion?
How about this?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
All you do is win, win, win.
That would be getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
Lid on it over there.
I'm going to keep a lid on it.
You Freo supporters getting carried away.
Yeah.
Is it carried away? I mean, let's face it. If you weren't the coach and you've been a football fan your whole life and you were following a team that were doing how you're doing at the moment, would you be booking tickets?
I don't know about booking tickets, but yeah, I understand why everyone's getting excited. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, we haven't given them a lot to get excited about lately and probably for the last 5 or 6 years. So, it's good to see all the Freo fans up and about. We just need to make sure that we keep a level head internally and keep to the process.
Yeah, please do good in the second half of the season because we booked our tickets.
Oh, you did.
And, you know, we booked the ones where you don't get refunds. So,
hey, Rami, our producer, mentioned the fact that he gets a little bit upset, poor Rami, because he would love to make you a coffee when you come in, right? And he said often that, you know, he's always like, nah, don't worry about making me a coffee. But I did come across something on the Old Bull Young Buck podcast, David Mundy and Griffin Logue, and they had this to say.
There was a bet between yourself and JL, a goal-kicking comp, I believe.
Yeah,
and
was, yeah.
What was on the line for that comp?
Oh, I had to dabble on a little taste of Nescafe Blend 43, whatever the terrible stuff he drinks, yeah. He won. I'm a man of your word, so no milk, just like jail. Yeah, go on then. Give us
let us know how that tastes like.
Yeah. There's no aromas, there's no nothing, there's nothing. It's a pungent, terrible taste.
Mm.
And I don't want a bar of it, and I've just spat it all over the table, and that's where it belongs.
Oh, no.
On the floor.
So I just want you to see that we have a massive canister of Blend 43 here ready for you whenever you want coffee.
I'll let Rami put 2 scoops in a cup with the hot water in it.
Is that the reason you've been saying no to the coffee? Is it because it's coming from a fancy machine?
Yeah, that fancy stuff. Yeah, I like the consistency in my life, and Nescafe provides some of that.
So
all I heard was I beat Griff Logan at goal kicking.
Yes, you did, right?
Yeah. Shelling peas is pretty easy, really.
Hey, the Tigers knocked over Carlton last night, and you guys play Carlton with your first game back. That is next Saturday, and you're away. So good luck against the Blues.
Good on you.
Continue on with a ripping season and marching towards September, but nice to catch up with you, mate. We'll catch you next week.
Lovely.
I haven't given you guys a little baby Ollie update for a little while.
Oh, I'm sorry, Matt and I haven't asked.
Yeah. Has he started university?
Yeah, and I noticed that, Kimber, so thank
you. Tell us about your kids. We don't know anything about them.
So you've got 3 kids, is that right?
Under 6.
3 kids under 6.
Okay.
Yeah. And the youngest one is the blob. Listen to him, eh?
That's pretty cool.
He's a little, again.
He's so gorgeous. He's like, ooh, cherub. It wasn't until we had kids that I discovered a word called leap, right? So a leap is a thing where I feel like it's a child going through a reboot and getting an upgrade.
Okay, yep, yep.
Right? And over the course of that period.
That is so tech of you.
Yes, it is.
Like, it's a leap in development. It's cognitive change, but you're like, no, I reckon it's much like an upgrade.
Well, I do.
Straight out of Dr. Seuss.
There is a little piece of me that believes we're all in the Matrix, but anyway. So he's, you know, and every time he goes through a leap, and any time any of the kids have gone through, they become real pains in the arses, right? So they don't sleep properly. They're always upset about something. They're just grizzly. They're, you know, and so he's been going through that for a little while.
Have you tried turning it off and turning it back on?
I can't find the switch.
Where do I plug him in?
And I've tried three times, Kimba. So, you know, he's gone through this. He's come out the other end and, you know, he's started to sleep through the night again, which is kind of nice. Mm. But there's a few things that we're just sort of noticing. Now, he has gotten up and started taking steps. So little Ollie Bear is now walking.
Oh, okay.
How old is he?
He's just turned one.
Just turned one.
He's
right.
Just turned one. So little Ollie Bear is walking now. But something, I'm going to say scary. Something scary happened last night in terms of that, you know, leap and the change in development for him. And again, I'll say he's just turned one. We FaceTime the grandparents a fair bit because the kids want to say hello. And, you know, if they want to say hello to Ollie, more often than not, Ollie will grab the phone and he'll sort of chew it a little bit and he'll muck around with it. And, you know, but the camera's never quite on him. It's usually on his forehead and he doesn't quite know what's going on and so forth.
Because he's one.
Exactly. Last night, my phone started buzzing in my pocket and it was Dad FaceTiming. And I just happened to be holding Ollie in my arms, nursing him to sleep. Mm-hmm. So he was having a bit of a bottle feed and I was about to put him down. And I was like, oh, he hasn't seen Ollie all week. I'll just, you know, I'll FaceTime so he can say a quick goodnight. Get him on the phone and he's like, hey, Ollie Bear. Hey, Ollie Bear. Ollie spits the bottle out of his mouth and he reaches out and he takes the phone. And then he looks at it in a way that I've never seen him look at the phone before. And he takes the other side of the phone with his other hand. And then he proceeds to tilt the phone down until his face is squared up in the camera.
Ah.
And he starts babbling to non-normal.
No.
Self-awareness.
Yes.
Yes.
So this kid at a year old has all of a sudden, just like that, gone from, I don't know what this thing is. Oh, I'm going to chew on it. It looks like fun, blah, 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 to, hey, that's non-naught. Hey, I'm on FaceTime. Hey, I'm going to chat to you. Check out. Here's my whole face.
To Dad, it's an Android.
It's so
scary.
It's scary. And Nondle's on the other side of the phone going, oh, my God, look at him. He's so aware. Oh, this is amazing. Hey, Ollie Bear, you're so intelligent. My God, you're going to do great things. And I'm just sitting there going, wow, this kid's going to murder us in his sleep.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm nervous for you.
Thanks. Appreciate that, Kimber. Anyway, that's my Ollie update.
Oh, man. And you know what's super scary is that now our children's developmental, you know, levels are decided on how they deal with devices.
Yeah, that's so true. Yep. Mm. But I look forward to giving you guys another one in about 6 months' time.
Thank you.
Great.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Hey. What do you reckon?
Ooh.
I love this. This is the producers throwing us a topic, just going, what do you reckon? Just tell us your thoughts on this.
Okay.
Where are we at, producer Rami?
Morning, guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
What do you reckon?
How
often should we be changing our pillows?
How often should you be changing your pillows?
Yeah,
like replacing it with a new one.
The reason I'm bringing this up, one of those TikToker mums, she's come out and said, if you have a synthetic brand pillow, whatever synthetic brand means, you need to be changing it every 6 to 12 months. But if you have a down pillow, you're looking at every 2 to 3 years. I haven't changed mine since I was 18.
No.
Stop it.
Wait, hang on. 18?
Yeah, I'm 31 now. I never knew this was a thing.
You've had the same pillow since you were 18 years old?
Yeah.
He's also got monkeypox. So, you know, there are consequences.
You know, all that's holding that pillow together now, Rami, is your dead skin.
But the pillowcase gets changed often.
Of course
often.
It does.
Yeah, but the pillowcase...
You still sweat through the pillowcase. Like, you sweat through it, you get dirty through it. Like
speak for yourself. I'm clean.
I feel like this is one of those questions that's both really obvious and not at the same time, which is obviously you should change it a lot, but who does?
You don't, do you?
You know.
I think the problem is that it's hard to find a good pillow because if you get a pillow that you really enjoy, you don't ever want to give it up. Yeah, and you take it with you when you go to hotels. And do you take your own pillow to a hotel?
I have never done that.
No, I've never done that either. Do you really?
The pillow will absolutely affect my sleep and I can't sleep on someone else's pillow.
So it's got nothing to do with your suspicious of what might be in those rooms?
No, it's because I have one of those curvy numbers.
Oh.
You know, I've got these broad shoulders. Would be great as a swimmer if I'd bothered to do any sport.
Broad shoulders, pancake butt. I mean,
you know, the broad shoulders and a side sleeper, and it just means that your head ends up
I see. You
hanging
need
off your
neck.
You know, so I go one of those curvy numbers, but I go to the physio or the chiro to buy mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing, that you could go to a physio, chiro,
buy special,
and buy pillows.
Like, you know, pillows that are good for your spine.
Do you use a synthetic or a natural product?
I don't know what it is. Right. I don't know. I wouldn't have a clue.
Sorry for asking.
But it is definitely 2 years, 3 years old. Yeah. Sure.
I think pillows are one of those reactive things. You know, like it's not until you develop a really bad skin condition that you realise that you have to go and get a new pillow.
Yes.
Yeah. Because same thing. Like I reckon we've had the same pillows.
It's not until you've got bed bugs that you realise it's time for a new mattress.
I reckon we've had the same sort of... I reckon we've had the same pillows for quite some time. We've never thought about changing our pillows ever. It's never been a thing.
What about if you changed your pillow when it started to go yellow?
No, I haven't.
Just gives it character.